a common question occurs during Hanukkah, and that is, should a family member light at the optimal time at the beginning of night if, let's say, the person's spouse is not going to come home till much later? Is it better to light at sunset or nightfall, whatever the appropriate time is, or individually, or should you light a few hours later as a family? When we light, so that's not so clear. The Gemara tells us, mitzvasa mishatishka chama achit chala regal min hashuk. The mitzvah is from the setting of the sun. It's not so clear whether that means the beginning of the setting of the sun, we typically call shkiasa chama, sunset, or is it sof shkiasa, the end of sunset, which is tseisach hachavim, when the stars come out. The advantage of lighting from the beginning of sunset, at least in the days of the Gemara, is that when that's the time when a lot of people were walking home. Because they're not going to walk home that much when it's pitch black, when the stars come out. So a lot of people are out in the streets, and if the goal is to light so that people will see, so then you should light at the beginning of sunset when people are starting to walk home. The advantage of lighting by Sov Shkia, by the end of the Shkia, by Tzeisach Kochavim, when the stars come out, the advantage there is that the light is more pronounced. If you light by sunset, when there's still quite a bit of light outside, the light from the candles is not as pronounced because there's already light. But if it's dark already and you light, then you can see, people notice the candles a lot more. So in any case, that's the machlokes. The Rishonim dispute when the optimal time to light is. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Beis Seif Aleph states, Ein Madlikin Er Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Hachama Ela Im Sof Shkiasa. So he writes that we should light by Sof Shkiasa, and Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu Tzeisa Kochavim. This refers to when the stars come out, and there is Presumenisa at that point. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are many Rishonim, like the Ran, the Rashba, and the Meiri, and others who believe that when the Gemara says you should light by Shkia, that is Tchilas, that's about Tchilas Shkia Shnia, the beginning of the second Shnia, which is about 15 minutes beforehand. There's a whole discussion as to when we should light, whether it's beginning of sunset, about 15 minutes before the stars come out, or when the stars come out. And as I mentioned, different Moshe Feinstein apparently lit about 10 minutes after sunset. Chazon Ish lit about 20 minutes after sunset. Others lit 25 minutes after sunset. But clearly, we should light in the beginning of nighttime. So what do we do if another member of the household is coming home later? So first of all, if you follow the Ramah, Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, the Ramah writes that nowadays, as the Ramah writes in Tav Resh Ayin Beis Seif Beis, Shebizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim ein tzarech lizar lahadli kodem shetich laregel min hashuk. Nowadays that people light inside, you don't have to worry so much about lighting that early. Why is that? Because in the days of the Gemara, people lit outside, and the Pirsume Nisa, the publicizing of the miracle, was for the people in the streets. But then, in the Middle Ages, at least in Ashkenazi communities, people started lighting inside, and that became the custom. And so the Ramah writes, since we all light inside, so the timing is not so critical. Because the goal is, if we light inside, the goal is for the people in the house to see it. So why do you have to light at the beginning of the night? You can light when everyone's there. Nevertheless, the Ramah writes, Mikol Malkom Tov Lizar Gamaz Manazen. Nevertheless, it's still good to be careful even nowadays to light L'chadchila at the beginning of the nighttime. Rav Avadya Yosef is a tshuva on Yechaveh Das Chel Gimel Siman Nun Aleph, where he writes that where the husband is coming home late and he's not going to be there at the optimal time for lighting candles, he's going to come home later at night, he writes it's appropriate to appoint his wife that she should light for him the Neros Chanukah at around Tzeisach Chochavim, around when the stars come out. So he would say, if you're coming home late, let the spouse who's home light early. It seems, though, that many poskim take a different view, and many poskim say the family should light together. In Halichos Bas Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman Orbach advised the wife of a shopkeeper who returned late at night to wait for her husband if lighting without him would affect their shalom bayis. Moshe Feinstein also instructed a person who usually lights with his family to delay lighting until the family arrived. And he repeated the story of the Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe, Rav Nachumke, who waited several hours until his Rebbetzin returned home before lighting the Hanukkah candles. So if we believe, and this is the case in probably many situations where it would be cause a lack of shalom bayis, the family doesn't light together, so then we should wait until the entire family is home together, and we should light as a family unit, even if we're not going to light at the optimal time, at the beginning of nighttime, which whatever time we hold, 10 minutes after, 20 minutes after, when the stars come out. And some want to bring a raya, some want to bring a proof from the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, writes, Amar Rava says, Pshita Li, it's obvious to me, Ner Beisov and Ner Chanukah, if there's a conflict between, you only have funds to buy one candle, and you either can buy a candle for your house for Shabbos or a candle for Chanukah, Ner Beiso Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. The candle for your house for Shabbos wins out. Spend the money on a Shabbos candle, not on a Chanukah candle. Why? Because Shalom Bayis is most important. And perhaps based on this, there's a conflict between lighting near Hanukkah at the optimal time and having shalom bayis for the whole family lighting together. Wait for the family light together so that we can have shalom bayis.